I want us to think through about the fact that Jesus was named Jesus. This is what Joseph was told. He was quietly thinking of actually divorcing Mary, his betrothed, because she was pregnant with child, and it wasn't his child. And therefore, an angel now speaks to, or he's spoken to by God in a dream, sorry. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. It's Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. And as we've already read this morning, Mary is told the same message in Luke chapter 1, verse 31. The parents were not allowed to name the child. They never got the choice. There was never an argument about names between Joseph and Mary on this one. Think about your favorite film or play. You may like it because of the story that it tells you. You may like it because your favorite actor is in the play or the film. And that means that the actor knows the story extremely well. They've learnt their lines and their moves. And they have thought about the character they're playing. They fit the role. I don't know who you thought about. Not interested. Well, I am really, but I haven't got time to explore it. Now think of something else. You're about to make an important, life-changing decision. And you need someone with expert knowledge to advise you. Someone you can trust. Not only do they have the ability you require, but you know them to be of good character. Because after all, you're going to trust an aspect of your life to them. So you just don't want somebody with ability in the role. You want somebody with a character that you can trust with your life. God is very clear to both Joseph and Mary that they are to name this child Jesus. And the reason why they were to name him Jesus, well, I give you three reasons this morning. In naming him Jesus, they reveal God's role for Jesus in the plan. They reveal God's role for Jesus in the plan. That's what the children have so helpfully displayed for us, haven't they? They've set Jesus in the biggest part of the story. The whole story, from the beginning right through to the end. And how critical Jesus is to the story. Jesus is Joshua, and Joshua means God saves. And so Jesus gets the starring role of rescuing his people from sin and brings them to God. The name told everyone who Jesus is and why he came into this world. You shall call him Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. Hello, Jesus. You're the person come to save us from our sins. That's what your name means. There were many people in this story within God's saving plan. We saw Eve giving birth to children. Abraham chosen to be a nation. John the Baptist was given a role to point out Jesus. Gabriel had a role to tell Joseph and Mary. Mary had a role. She bore the Son of God. Joseph had a role. He had to care for Mary and the baby. And all of them had a role. But none of them could save us. They only assisted the starring role. Well done, children. You told us a great story on film today, but you didn't get the starring role. The starring role is Jesus. You must understand that even as a child. And I must continue to understand that as a very old man. God saves and nobody else saves. Nobody else gets the glory of saving. Only God. And God decided to save us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he got him named Jesus because that tells us his starring role in the plan. Second reason why he is called Jesus is it tells us that Jesus has the good character that fits the role. Jesus has the good character that fits the role. If only God can save, then only God can save. And if only God can save, then Jesus has to be God. Because no human being can save, can rescue us into a relationship with God. And the evidence that Jesus is God is his whole life. You read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you have to come to the conclusion of, who is this? As he calms the sea, that's the question, isn't it? Who is this? That's our question, isn't it? And you have to say that, yes, this is really a man, because in that boat, he was asleep. I think human beings sleep, don't they? Though nobody's sleeping at the moment, thankfully. But he's also really God, isn't he? Who else can get up and calm a storm immediately? So when you look at his life, the evidence is that he is God. But that's even more important. This good character underlines to us that he's totally committed to serving God as a human being. Jesus lived the perfect human life. He always honored God in every single way, at every single minute. Hands up if we have lived a perfectly God-centered life. You see, nobody has ever lived a perfectly God-centered life, have they? In fact, if we're all honest in this room, we've all lived totally self-centered lives for our own glory, so that we shine brightly and God doesn't get any of the honor from our lives. Well, Jesus lived the perfect life. He always honored God in every way. And he was a man of joy as he did it, by the way. A man of joy. This is why Jesus is called Jesus. That's why he gets the role to save us from our sin, because he is the good character that matches the role. Jesus, in other words, if you want the word, is sinless. Not even his enemies could find anything wrong with him, though they looked hard enough. You see, Jesus is not part of the human problem, is he? The human problem is that we're all self-centered people living and trying to be number one. Number one in our lives. Number one in our world. But Jesus never did that. God was always number one in his life. No matter how much it cost him. No matter how much he was disliked and rejected and misunderstood. God was always number one. And nobody has ever lived like that. So his character fits the role. Finally, third point, he's called Jesus because it underlines that he does get the starring role in saving us. Jesus saves, my friends. Jesus alone saves and nobody else. The big story that those children depicted before us tells us it precisely why it's only Jesus that can save. No other religious person, no other human being. Why it must be only Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. That's his mission, his rescue mission. He will save his people from their sins. He wants to rescue us from our sin. Now, isn't that such a negative image of humanity? But yet, it's totally real, isn't it? We've already said that none of us have lived God-centered lives. We've all lived self-centered lives. We've all wanted to be number one, and we still do. We want the starring role in our world. We want the starring role in our lives. When you fantasize and dream, who is the person scoring the great goal that wins the game? It's me. Every time. Watched my grandson this morning, wanting to be number one. Nice guy, I like him very much. But there was a bit of a discussion between father who was wrapping presents and the son who wanted to play trains. And my grandson wanted to be number one. He hasn't been educated like that. Don't think so anyway. It's just quite natural. I'm number one. Now, Daddy. Now. That's us. We need to be rescued from that. And that is at the heart of the Bible. That's the whole story. We need to be rescued from trying to be number one in God's world. And Jesus comes into this world always making God number one in order to die on a cross because we were trying to make ourselves number one. He takes our punishment on himself because sin is our greatest danger. And if anyone is in danger, we want to rescue them, don't we? And so Jesus comes to rescue us. Our greatest danger is sin. And through sin came death, and we need to be rescued from sin. And he will save his people from their sins. Someone has said this: the real star of the show is Jesus, the one who was equal with God, yet became a human baby, the one who was perfect in every way, yet willingly embraced our shame on the cross, the one who defeated death, sprang from the grave and is reigning from heaven right now, the one before whom every knee will one day bow to the glory of God the Father. He is to rescue us from our sins, but he is to rescue us to the ultimate eternal safety. He rescues us into a relationship with God whom we can go and live with forever and ever. We sang that in our song at some point today. And take me to heaven to live with you there. Maybe it's a horrible thought for you to go and live with God forever. C.S. Lewis depicts a busload of people from hell going and parking outside heaven and looking in and saying, take us away. This would be a horrible place to live. We would have to honor God eternally. And maybe this morning, my friend, if I may say in love, to go to be in heaven with God and his son Jesus is a terrible thought for you. And it's a terrible thought because you would have to honor God all the time. We need to be rescued from our greatest danger, but we need to be rescued into a relationship with God the Father so that God becomes awesomely beautiful to us and worshipping him becomes much more natural to us. And then going to live with him is just an amazing fulfillment. Because that's where Jesus is now, isn't it? With the Father. Forever. And where Jesus goes, his people go too. He rescues us from sin into an eternal relationship with God forever and ever. Well, so what as I finish? So what? Maybe this morning you will reach out for the rescuer. Turning away from trusting in yourself. Turning away from trying to be number one in your life. And truly turning towards Jesus. Taking God at his word and trusting in the Lord Jesus, the only Savior that God has given. And when you do, my friends, God will honor Jesus and save you. You hear what I said? God will honor Jesus and save you. Jesus gets the starring role, you see, of rescuing you from sinfully starring as the God of your own life and bring you to himself, where you learn, as I have to learn, that God becomes number one. And that's joy. Maybe you will reach out for our rescuer today. Here's the question, really, in relation to this. Can you trust Jesus with your life, your death, and your eternity? Does he have good enough character and great enough ability? Or would you rather trust yourself? Reach out for the rescuer today, my friend. And then for those of us who are followers of Jesus, are we going to let Jesus shine out through us today and throughout our lives? Some of us have been reading through Philippians chapter 2. But it tells us that Jesus has been given a name that is above every name, that every knee shall bow and proclaim him Lord to the glory of the Father. And then the teaching goes on and tells us that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling in a world that is dark and depraved. And we're to shine as stars. We don't get the starring role, my friends, as believers. But we do get in sharing with Jesus his glory. And he shines through us and we become little stars, twinkling distinctively in his dark world. Put it like this. Let's pretend I've just taken the best selfie of myself that there could ever be. I know, look at me, eh? Come on. Selfie. Now you realize why I don't take any selfies. I'm not that stupid. Oh, sorry if you've taken a selfie this week. That's fine. Enjoy it. Let's pretend I've taken the best selfie of myself that has ever been. And then I say, Jesus, come and photobomb it. Come and stand in front of me so that they don't see me. They see you. Lord, come and photobomb our lives today and shine out through our lives, imperfect as they are, that this world may know that Jesus is Jesus. And no, we don't get the starring role, and we never do. But we get to assist in the glorifying of Jesus in the world. Let us pray. Take a moment, please. I'm serious when I say reach out for the rescuer in genuine trust this morning. Or let us pray that Jesus really will shine out through our lives, even though the world is dark and our life might be difficult. Lord, come and photobomb us. Let Christ be magnified in our bodies, whether in life or in death. We thank you, our Father, that Jesus descended into this world as a baby, as a man, became your servant, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. But you have raised him from the dead. And you have brought him to be with yourself, and he reigns today and has a name that is above every name. We pray, Father, therefore, that if we have reached out for rescue this morning, we may be assured that Jesus saves us. And we pray, Father, that if we've reached out again in reaffirmation and called upon Jesus to shine more brightly from our lives, imperfect as they may be, then I pray that this day we will indeed glorify Jesus in the living of our lives. So that whether we live or whether we die, Christ is magnified in our bodies. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We worship you together for Jesus. Amen.